This is a 31-day healing devotional with Jim Newton. Day 28. Jesus is all you need. This 28th day of our healing devotional, I want you to settle it in your heart that indeed Christ Jesus paid for our complete freedom from the domain and the captivity of Satan. Believe the word of God that Jesus did not only die instead of you and me, he took upon himself the full penalty of all that was due to us because of sin. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet was esteemed stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Isaiah 53 verse 4 and 5. These familiar verses not only sum up the all-encompassing sacrifice of Jesus, it also establishes the surety of our redemption. Let me now state without mincing words that in Christ Jesus, we have absolute victory and freedom. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit, speaking through Prophet Isaiah concerning our redemption 700 years before the Messiah was born, attested to the certainty of the redemptive works of our Lord Jesus. He declared definitively, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Now, what sense does the word surely convey to you? That's right. Certainly, without a doubt, undoubtedly. Dear brothers and sisters, rejoice. The testimony of the Holy Spirit cannot be disputed. He testifies that surely, without a doubt, the price was fully paid for our redemption. Undoubtedly, the Lord carried on your behalf all things that cause grief and sorrow. You name them: diseases, infirmities, shame, reproach, curses, poverty, failure, barrenness, satanic gang up, demonic oppression, all evils and all destructions. Even if you don't remember all that I have said so far, please don't you forget this one thing, that there is no situation or challenge in life that Christ has not suffered, borne, and then prevailed on your behalf. In other words, the Lord Jesus has redeemed us from all things pertaining to sin and death. What is more, upon him was laid the iniquities of us all. He bore our sins. He took our sins and gave us his righteousness. Brethren, in Christ we have peace. In Christ we have freedom. Freedom from every form of oppression. In Christ we have redemption, which includes salvation, healing, deliverance, prosperity, peace, and wholeness. Before the Lord went to the cross of Calvary, he left no one in doubt that he had come into the world as the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. He demonstrated this by healing all who came to him, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Matthew 8:16-17. He was driven by intense love and compassion to set free the captives. He did not cringe from touching lepers. He touched and cleansed them. Such was the depth of the great love he had for mankind. It was this love that propelled him to face the pain and the shame of death on the cross. And it was at the cross that the great exchange took place. The just dying for the unjust. He became our sin offering. Upon him was laid our sins, iniquities, diseases, afflictions, shame, reproach, curses, and all evils due to us. And he gave us all of his goodness in exchange, and his righteousness in exchange for our sins. He reconciled us to God when he gave us his righteousness. So now God does not see any sin in us. He does not see also the consequences of the sin in us. Saints of the Lord, Without a doubt, Jesus has borne every disease, every infirmity on your behalf. He bore them all at once, and he carried them to the grave and buried them. They no longer exist. What remains is the wholeness that he gave you and me in exchange. Friend, we have his wholeness, wellness, and freshness. You are the healed in Christ. Healing is your rightful portion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever you are experiencing right now that is contrary to divine health is illegal, and you must resist it and receive the healing that Christ Jesus ordained for you over 2,000 years ago. How then can you receive what the Lord has already done for you? First, acknowledge without a doubt that the Lord bore every disease, every sickness, including the one the enemy foisted on you, on your behalf. What he has borne, you don't have to bear anymore. Believe this firmly and start to thank the Lord for what he did for you. Second, begin to see your health issue as an illegality. It has no right to be in your body. Its place is in the pit. Third, get fed up with it and command it to go in the name of Jesus. Curse the symptoms to die. Fourth, speak to your body to line up with the word of God. Command your body to begin to function normally. Fifth, spend time thanking God for your healing and deliverance. Believe God. Believe the word of God. You are the redeemed of the Lord. Be fully persuaded that perfect health is your portion, and begin to see your body in a state of perfect soundness. Healing declaration. You can place a hand on your head and declare in this manner: I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. For he took every disease, every infirmity in his stripes. Not one remains. Therefore, body, be healed in Jesus' name. Sickness, call it by its name. Fever, go. Asthma, go in the name of Jesus. Migraine, I command you to leave this body. Aches, pain, burning, weakness, go in Jesus' name. Command it to go. Whatever be its name, tell it to go in the name of Jesus. Body, begin to function normally. Body parts, be renewed. Systems, be renewed. Breath, be free, be fresh. Blood sugar, normalize. Frequent urination, die, disappear in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for healing me. I receive it. I have manifestation right now in Jesus' name. Amen. It is done. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. You will see that you are healed. The symptoms are gone. The lump, the tumor has disappeared. Oh, hallelujah. Rejoice, dear friend. Faith action. 1. Continue to thank the Lord for your healing. Keep thanking him until there is full manifestation. 2. Tell someone about Jesus, that he still heals and performs miracles today. 3. Now, this is very important. Tell everyone who has need of healing about the healing devotional. That way you are sowing healing. Remember, what you sow is what you reap. When you sow healing, you reap healing. Therefore, share this healing devotional to as many people as possible that you know. For sooner or later, they might need it. 4. Do not hesitate to share your testimony of healing. God is most pleased when people share their testimony. This way your healing is firmly established by God. Send your testimony to chimnewton@ymail.com. 5. Finally, remember to say thank you to God with a free will offering. You can give securely at the link provided in the description section. Be blessed in Jesus' name. So, we shall now partake of the Holy Communion as our definitive faith action. Get your elements ready. You can use juice or non-alcoholic wine, soft drink, or even water to represent the blood. It makes no difference. God will honor your faith. And you can use a tiny piece of wafer, biscuit, or bread to represent the flesh of Jesus. Now say this after me. Lord Jesus, I obey your command to eat your flesh and drink your blood in remembrance of what you did for me at Calvary. You shed your blood for the remission of my sins, and by the stripes of the wounds you sustained, you took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. Not one remains. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, it is illegal of the devil to put any disease, any evil in my body. There is no place in my body for them. Lord Jesus, as I eat your flesh and drink your blood, terminate all evils still clinging to my body. Thank you, Jesus, for I know that the price was fully paid. You may partake now. Eat the flesh of Jesus and drink the blood of Jesus. It is done. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Finally, do kindly click on the subscribe button if you have not already done so. This will enable us to notify you whenever we have a new day's message uploaded. Be blessed as you do so.